St. Paul, in our first reading, cautions Timothy, "The time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths." As we might say with St. John, the time will come and now is. For certainly as we look all around us, I think that pretty much describes the spirit of our age. Sound doctrine is not tolerated. In fact, great persecution comes against those who would dare expound upon sound doctrine. How much the Catholic Church is always the target of society now. And we see that certainly in all aspects in which the Church tries to be what Jesus called it to be, that city set on the hill, the light in the darkness. And for many, the teaching, the sound doctrine does shine forth like a light. In the midst of all this chaos and confusion we see around us in the world, it is perhaps the silver lining that the Church shines out all the more. But it is kind of a polarizing force. Either you are married to the spirit of the age and you see the Church then as your enemy. You will not tolerate the sound doctrine that comes from the Church because you are given over to the myths of the age. Or you see the Church as the great counterexample, the path of truth and light in the darkness. It is therefore a time of great suffering and difficulty, but also a time of great hope for the Church, because there's no ambiguity there. Either the Church is who she claims to be, and everyone should be a part of it, or the Church is false, and everyone should oppose it. There's not really much middle ground there today, for indeed we do have accumulated false teachers who stop listening to the truth and teach us many myths. If we just look around at society, how many myths have we given ourselves over? The teachers of the age teach us that happiness comes from having a lot of stuff, having power and influence. How many people have given their lives over to these myths? That the more secure and stable I am, the more wealth I have, the more powerful I become, the happier I will be. A myth. A false myth, one that is proved false time and time again, that if we follow the teaching of Jesus, the truth, we find, like the example of this poor widow in our gospel, she has all she needs, even though she has nothing, because she holds nothing back from God. In her poverty, giving her whole livelihood, it says, to God, she is sustained, whereas Jesus cautions against those who would make a pretext by just seeking places of honor, wearing clothes to be seen as important and special. He says, not only are those people not on the right path, they will receive a severe condemnation. It's not that Jesus is criticizing public prayer or are wearing clothes, certainly as priests or religious would do, but rather it can't be just the external. It's got to be internal, and that's true for all of us. We wear so many people a cross around our neck, jewelry. But is our life really one in which we accept the cross that comes to us? Do we do things just for outward show, or is it real inside of us? It is again a choice that we will make. Who will be our teachers? What sound doctrine will we listen to, and where will we find it? We pray today, especially through the intercession of St. Boniface, who gave his life for the Church, that we will have many people willing to lay down their lives for the sound doctrine and teaching of our Church, especially as we come to now the end of the year for priests. I ask you, pray for your priests especially, because many of the people who will not tolerate sound doctrine are people who happen to frequent our Catholic Church buildings. Maybe not Catholic in heart anymore, but Catholic in name, and will be the first ones to attack priests who do teach without compromise the teaching of the Church. Certainly, As poor instruments, we try to do so with love, and may imperfectly sometimes, and not in the best way, even priests fall short in how we teach that message. But oftentimes priests are attacked not for how they say it or their particular style, but it is the church that is attacked in the person of the priest. That's why we need to pray so much for our priests, particularly the priests that we see struggling and maybe not teaching sound doctrine. Many struggles priests endure in being opposed. Most of the opposition of the world against the church falls on the public, invisible signs of the church, and that is the Pope, which we see so much attacked, and our own bishops and priests. So pray for them. Strengthen your priests through your prayers, that we may continue to be teachers of sound doctrine, to confront the false teachers who have diverted people towards myths and robbed them of the true happiness held out by God. May the light of Christ shining in darkness continue to dispel the darkness of our world, to dispel the myths that the sound doctrine and teaching of the church as espoused by Saint Boniface may shine out all the greater because of the darkness around us, that we may truly know the joy that comes from giving everything to God, our whole livelihood, that we might then know the true riches of the children of God.